5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it.
Boom. What's up? What's up? What's up? I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you're having a peachy day. Did y'all see the title of this one? If you're watching on YouTube, I'm just kind of curious. I've had a lot of people send me messages and say, Will, stop talking about the doom and gloom. I mean, I've kind of talked about all this doom and gloom before we got here. But, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I think I need to, you know, emphasize that. Because I'm a strong believer in God. And some stuff has happened to me today and yesterday. And just they're doing this all assault attack on conservative Christians, a.k.a. Trump supporters. And you know what? I was expecting what they're doing. I was expecting it. I just get really passionate about it. And a lot of people don't understand how passionate I am about the country. And I keep thinking to myself, why aren't they as passionate as I am? And I don't want us to lose our freedoms. I really don't. Some people seem to be okay with it. Some people seem to go like, you know what? It's not that bad. It's not that bad. You know, I even get some of these liberals that call in and say, it's not that bad because, you know, they're embracing communism. That's what it's all about. I've even had some people call themselves conservatives saying, Will, stop talking about socialism. They go, it's not about socialism. Well, the left, they're pushing socialism 100%. So, you know, before we get started, though, let me ask everyone what I always ask here in the beginning of the, you know, my broadcast here lately, especially after I don't realize, you know, how it works. Please, please hit that like button for me. Hit that like button. Share this video if you don't mind, please. That's one of the best ways you can help me out. Hit that like button and share this video. We're going to get into a few things about what's been happening in the news. You know, Joe Biden, of course, everyone's seen Joe Biden. He does this executive order. He does a mandate to have everyone wear a face diaper. And I guess maybe I need to wear the face diaper while I'm live. Is that it? If I don't wear it while I'm live, are they going to like hold me accountable too? I mean, how far are they going to stop? See, Joe Biden, he puts in executive order forcing all of us, you and I, to wear these face diapers. And if we don't wear the face diapers, and you know, they're talking about on federal, right? They're talking about on federal grounds. But we all know that if you give Democrats an inch, they take a mile. And if you give them a mile, they'll take the world. See, that's what's happening right now. They've been given a mile by the Republicans, by the GOP. So, I mean, I apologize if you heard me talk about doom and gloom. I hope you see my thumbnail for this. I apologize if you saw me talk about doom and gloom and you don't like me talking about doom and gloom. And doom and gloom to me is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. That's doom and gloom. And if you don't like me talking about doom and gloom, I don't know how else to cuddle you. I don't know how else to sugarcoat it to you. Should I go, you know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they're not that bad. They're not going to do anything wrong to the American people. They're not going to force people to wear the face diapers, and then they're not going to wear it themselves. No, that's not going to happen. Don't mind me. I'm just being passionate about my freedom. Don't mind me. Seriously, let's overlook it. Seriously, some people send me messages saying, you know, Will, you're going off too much. You're just too passionate about it. My question is why aren't you? Now, if I didn't know the history, then maybe I wouldn't be. You know, I'm seriously. If I didn't know the history of how leftists throughout history have just destroyed human lives, how the leftists have destroyed countries, then maybe, you know what, I wouldn't be as passionate about it. Maybe I would be like many people that's like, you know what, I'm not going to pay attention to it. Ignorance is bliss. I mean, seriously. Now, I'm not knocking people who don't want to pay attention to all the craziness that's coming. I'm not knocking you at all. But me personally, don't knock me for paying attention to it. Don't knock me. And I'm not saying everything. I look at quite a few people's videos. And I never recall, maybe someone else has, but I never recall other people sitting there saying that I probably could be wrong. And see, I say that all the time. And I tell people that I want to be wrong. And that all this crazy stuff with doom and gloom. Go look at my thumbnail. Doom and gloom. I mean, the stuff I'm talking about, I don't want it to be true. Seriously, who wants this craziness to be true? I did the video yesterday. And I saw the video. Quite a few people were sending me this video. And the video was on the Next News Network, and it actually, he didn't produce it on the Next News Network. He was just showing it as well. And he was showing who produced the video, and they were talking, and he showed what they were talking about in the video. And one of the things in the video resembled Nazi Germany 100%. Where they're in the video, they're instead of, well, okay, not 100% because we're in the digital age now, right? Okay. You got me. But what they're saying in the digital age of today, and it makes me think about the Nazi Germany, what they're saying today, that if you have friends, you know, students, you see your teacher, if they were supporting President Trump, then you need to watch them and report them. If your neighbor, if you know that your neighbor is a Trump supporter and they had a Trump sign out in front of their yard or in their window or whatever it is, or even if they're flying the American flag, then you might need to make note and watch them and possibly report them. I've been saying that they're going to do all of this stuff, and then now they're making videos on it, even pushing it. And there's some Democrats that still haven't lost completely total sense. I mean, they still have just a little bit left. But there are some Democrats on the left are saying that this is not right. Them producing a video calling all Trump supporters domestic terrorists. Right? Some of them are saying it. But then what's really remarkable and not surprising, though, is that there's some on the left saying that this is great. Trump supporters should be removed from society. They're calling for it. Now, I don't want that to be the case. I don't want it to happen. But because I pay attention to the history, and I'm not saying I'm a big history buff, that I know everything in history, but I know enough to see them repeating it. The same thing that they did in an election in Venezuela, they just did it this election. The exact same thing. Tit for tat. The exact same thing. It's the same scenario played out 100%. And we're supposed to, you know, look the other way. Don't get mad at me because I'm paying attention to what they're doing. And the only reason why I talk about it, because some people are not paying attention to it. And if you're not paying attention to it, why aren't you? Isn't that part of the reason why we're in this predicament? Because people before me, people before Will Johnson. Now, I'm not saying Will Johnson has the answers. I'm not saying Will Johnson can fix all of this. Because Will Johnson can't. Will Johnson doesn't. I'm just talking about what's affecting all of us. But people before me, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Especially the GOP. I'm so disgusted with the GOP. You know what? I never received so many emails from the GOP in my life until now. They're trying to see how many people are going to stay with them. I don't have nothing nice to say about the GOP. I had nothing nice to say about them. They betrayed the American people. I've said that repeatedly. So what am I supposed to do now, right? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just go along with it? You know how many people are asking all of us to go along with it? I'm really amazed. I'm really amazed. It's almost like the Republican Party, with a lot of people still in the Republican Party, and they are doing what the Republican Party would typically do. The Democrats running, doing all this crazy stuff, and Republicans, you know, they kind of like say this and that just a little bit, but they don't scream it. They don't say, no, stop it. They just talk about it, right? There's a difference. Now, of course, I never ever call for violence. And if anyone say that I do, they're lying to you. Because I believe God is going to take care of these people. And you know what? Even if God allows this thing to play its course 100% with the evilness that I see taking place, I'm still going to have my faith in God, because there's a reason why it's happening. And part of the reason why I think we're seeing this right now is because many of us, our faith is being tested. This is straight up going to separate the wheat from the weeds, from those who want to be in Christ. Do you know in the last days, many people are going to turn away from Christ? I mean, I'm not making that up. That's not me making it up. It's straight up in the Bible. It's straight up there. One of the things that really stood out to me in the Bible, and we're in that day and age right now. Now it's happened in the past. Don't get me wrong. We've seen similar things happen in the past, but not what's happening right now on the planet as a whole. And most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Most of you that are a little bit more mature than I am, you know what I'm talking about in age, just more mature. Right. You've seen so much more. You've seen where the country was just great, where the division was starting to stop. And then Obama came in, and then all the division started to come back. And now it's even more. And they try to blame it on President Trump. See, President Trump was the greatest unifier of this nation since Abe Lincoln, because the country came together. So supposedly after the Civil War. Right. To an extent. You know what I'm saying? But President Trump was the chief. He was the chief and uniter. What we have right now that is in the White House, and I keep stressing it, but let me read this to you real quick. This is Matthew 24:24. And it's so relevant to today. It's so for today. Because everybody, we're getting all this misinformation. You know, a lot of people, I see people on there that's just talking bad about anyone who's looking at Q, anyone who's talking about Q and on information. They're just talking bad about them. Now, I don't do that. I mean, I like the stuff that they're saying. I just wish it was true, or at least I wish it would come true. I mean, seriously, I just want it to come true. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, we got to stop putting information out there that's not actually happening unless you can actually prove it. But anyways, I digress. Matthew 24:24, it says, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So they're deceiving so many people. And I just give you one example, and I bring this up all the time, the 160,000 indictments that I've been hearing for the past 3 years, and we couldn't get one. Now, these indictments were supposed to be for people that we know, the entire world knows, that broke the law. And we don't have to go down the whole laundry list of them again. I mean, everybody already know who it is I'm talking about. But we never got a single indictment of these people. And then some people say, oh, there's been other indictments and stuff. No, we need a high profile indictment. Talking about 160,000 indictments coming for the past 3 years, and we can't get one high profile indictment of someone who actually that we know broke the law. Come on. We are being deceived at an alarming rate. Deception is such a big thing right now. And, you know, just think about it. The left, they're the ones all, the left, they're screaming, especially over on CNN and MSDNC, and even the big tech companies with their tech tyranny. They're saying misinformation is just flying out there everywhere. People are being misled. And you know what? They're correct in that. You know why they're correcting that? Because I truly believe that there's people on the left putting out information that we want to hear to build our hopes up just to crush us. You know what that does to a movement? Do you know what that does? Look what's happening. And then I hear this too, to go right along with it. I hear that, the Democrats are going to start eating their own. Yeah, have y'all heard that? The Democrats are going to start eating their own because they all want power, 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 power. I've heard that from many people, even some people that say this is going to happen, that's going to happen, it never happened. They're going to say they'll start eating their own. But guess who's eating their own? Guess who's fighting among each other more than anybody? Those on the right. I can't tell you. I go to private chat groups. I see them constantly fighting because people keep putting out information that's never happened. And people saying, look, why are you still saying that when it's not happened? It hasn't happened. All the stuff in the past. And see, that's doing nothing but causing division. Now, like I said a second ago, the stuff that they're talking about, I want it to happen. But it's not happened. None of it's happened. And all it done is got people like, yes, 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 yes. And then this happened and then nothing happened. And then Democrats do this and nothing happens. The Democrats will do this and nothing happens. And then they'll do this and do this, do this, do this. And then they say they're going to do this to stop it and nothing happens. We're being deceived. And I truly believe that as people on the left have infiltrated the right side movement, those of us that are on the right, those of us that believe in God, they're infiltrating to have us think something differently, to have us think something's going to happen. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Many of y'all seen it. Many of y'all know. And many of you are so frustrated with it. People on the right are fighting with each other. We've got to stop doing it. Now, how do we stop doing it? Because for some reason, I'm truly believing that people on the left infiltrated and they're acting like Republicans, conservatives, and they're still putting out this information. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And I'm questioning it. You should be questioning it. And then because I question it, people get angry with me because I'm not just running with it and going, saying this is going to happen. This is going to happen. One thing I can tell you that is going to happen that hasn't happened. God is going to win in the end. I can tell you that, and I stand firm on that. I stand firm on that. And all the atheists out there that don't believe in God, all the Democrats that hate God, I don't care what you say. The very fact that I am here speaking words, the very fact that I can look out the window and see trees and birds and the sky and stars tells me that there is a God. For those of you atheists and you Democrats that reject God. If you want to ignore it, see, that's the same thing like I was talking about earlier. They want to ignore what is right there. Atheists, they do it all the time. They ignore it all the time. They ignore what's there. They make up reasons why it's there without any tangible proof. But I can show you proof of God's existence. Just look out the window because you can't tell me otherwise. You can make up stuff based on the way you feel, or I can go outside and tell you what I actually see. It's the same thing with all the information that they're throwing at us. Until we actually see the military, which is the latest rumor, until we actually see the military actually step up and do something like what you're hearing the rumors about, then I'm not going to go in there and say the military is going to do anything. I'm not going to do that. Because then I'm putting out information, getting people's hopes up that I can't even verify. How many of you talk to retired generals and they say, well, you know, it is the right thing for the military to do. If the military is controlling the U.S., if the military is controlling the United States government as of today, right? Because you hear that rumor going around and Joe Biden's writing these executive orders. I think he did 60 something executive orders on the first day. He signed 60-something up, something like that. It's some stupid number, right? Trying to reverse everything President Trump did to help this country, to build this country up, and to get us out of the one world order. Joe Biden did that, right? If that was the case and the military had control, when they had U.S. military personnel in the garage I know you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? If that was the case, when they had the military personnel in the garage, why in the world would the military allow that to happen if they are in control? Someone answer me that. If that's the case, then why in the world would the military be sitting in the garage? And right now they're trying to say, the left is coming out right now trying to say that's not true. It didn't even happen. But there's pictures with them in there. They've been talking about it. The National Guard they had them sleeping on the floor, and there was one restroom in there. And it was on the Epic Times. It was on various websites. And of course, they're coming out trying to say it didn't happen. It's false information. I give you another example. You know the video that's been floating around with the soldiers facing their back toward the motorcade, and some of them not standing at attention? You know, the rumor is now, because they're coming out reversing that, saying, oh, they did the same thing during Obama and Trump's. Now, mind you, they show video of Obama and President Trump when their motorcade was going by, and they showed military personnel with their back to them. But guess who were the military personnel were looking at? They were looking at onlookers. They were looking at people watching the motorcade go by. They were watching the people in the crowd. In this case, they have their backs towards them, looking at an empty field with a fence around the entire area. And you can't even get from one side of the fence to the other side of the fence without them taking you out. To make clear what I'm talking about, if you're on this side with the motorcade, here's the soldiers here. Here's the fence over here. This side of the fence over here, there's no people over here, but they're soldiers. But in order for a person to get past the soldiers here, to get in the field, the national park, going across here to the motorcade, they would have stopped that person before they even got halfway through. So these soldiers on this side with the motorcade looking this way at other soldiers across the field is for what? See, that's exactly how this. So they come up with the video saying, oh, the soldiers were looking the other way too. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, I don't buy it. They're doing that because they don't want people to believe that the U.S. military personnel would turn their backs on Biden and that motorcade. And that's part of the reason why they vetted these people beforehand, because they wanted to see who was going to disrespect this lie, right? They wanted everyone to comply with the lie that took place on January 20th. And I'm going to talk about something else. And I've seen the videos where they show, like, you know, they show these prophets. And I'm not going to name any names, because there's actually a few of them. And a lot of people send me the videos on them saying that, you know, the prophets say that Trump is going to be there for two terms. And be honest with you, I would love for God to intervene. If there's a plan that we're unaware of to take place, I would accept it. You know, like the one that they say is about to happen, is coming, I would accept it. But I can't say that it's happening until they actually do it. I want them to do it, of course. I want them to, but I can't. But you have all these prophets, but none of the prophets, from the audio and the videos that I've seen, none of them say that they're gonna remove President Trump just for him to come back and serve another 4 years consecutively. Because as it stands right now, all the prophets that say President Trump was gonna run two terms consecutively did not happen. Because when you look at the books, they have Biden down there. They have this demonic woman there. And see, they really wanted this doom and gloom to go into the White House. They wanted doom and gloom to go into the White House so that they can usher in the one world order. See, that's what a lot of people, this election that took place, there's nothing we can do about it. We don't have a time machine to go back. Many people were screaming, such myself included. We were screaming about what they're trying to do. And I still feel like it just fell on deaf ears. I know it didn't for the most part, but it feels that way. It's because they got away with crimes and nothing happened. See, they can do the crimes that all they want. And you know what? That's another thing. I constantly talk about it. The left, they can commit crimes as many as they want, and nothing happens to them. I mean, look at Eric Swalwell. He got caught with a China spy. He's still there. He's still there. The United States of America is no longer a nation of laws. It's, the prime example is how Joe Biden signed legislation forcing everyone on federal lands to wear a mask, and then he goes stand in front of the Lincoln statue. I guess his entire family or whatever it is, without mask on. And then when the press secretary is questioned about it, I guess if she's the acting press secretary, I don't even know, but they showed a video where she's saying, she's giving an excuse for it. And she said, because Fox News, the representative from Fox News, now Fox News all of a sudden acting like they're fighting for the American people, which is still kind of mind-blowing to me. But they're in there asking, well, he signed that, but then he didn't follow it. And they're giving an excuse. See, he's the king. They're kings and queens. They can make laws for the rest of us, but they don't have to follow them because they can break the law, whatever the law is, and they don't have to follow it. See, the lawmakers are above the law because they make the law. See, that's their thinking. The lawmakers make them so they don't have to follow them. They make them for the rest of us, the common folk. We're supposed to follow them, not them. The government, by the people, for the people, we the people. Really? Who? Seriously, do you still think they're following that? Do you still think they're going along with that? I mean, come on. Come on. Now, people don't like it when I talk about doom and gloom. Go look at my thumbnail. I mean, seriously, when I'm talking doom and gloom, I'm talking about doom and gloom. We are in a situation where a lot of people said it would never happen. I can't tell you how many people sent me messages before today. It would never happen. Never happen. Never happen. And then I see, who is it? Chuck Schumer. No, actually, yeah, Chuck Schumer. He did one, but the one I'm really thinking about is Jake the Snake on the Criminal News Network or Communist News Network, CNN. He put out a tweet talking about if there's these soldiers that are sleeping in this car parking garage on the hard floor, contact me because I can tell you where some empty hotels are because the empty hotels are contacting me. Yeah, do y'all see what's happening here? Y'all see what's happening? And those shucky, ducky, chucky talking about, if this is true, I'm going to look into this. They don't care. They're getting ready to break down the U.S. military. See, President Trump built it up, and they're getting ready to break it down. Now, I'm just waiting for them to start breaking down the police force. Have y'all wondered about the rest of the statues that are up throughout the country? Have y'all wondered when they're going to start taking those down? Because you know they're going to start screaming it. You know they're going to. BLM, Antifa. And see, they're probably already doing it, not even announcing it. They're just probably just, here, sign it. Go ahead and take it down. Just do it tonight at midnight. We're going to wake up one day, and all of the statues that reminded us of our history in this nation, the Democrats are just going to go in and wipe it out without even making it public. This is my prediction here. This is my opinion on here, okay? Just to be clear, I see it coming. I see it coming. And they're going to do it, and then we're going to wake up, and then guess what? The history is going to be completely different. You know, they say that the winners get to write the history. The winners get to write the history. So if you sitting there after all this time, you know, Kamala Harris, all of them talked about what Fort Hood. They're going to change the names of these locations. Fort Bragg's. Anything that reminds the American people of the evilness that the left did in the past, they're going to do away with it. I'm telling you, I see it coming. I see them doing it. I've constantly talked about it. Repeatedly talked about it. And you notice they haven't said anything yet. And have you noticed even, now maybe I haven't seen it, but have anyone heard about the mainstream media asking about who are they going to put on the courts? Are they going to stack the courts? Has anyone asked that question of them? You know they're going to, just like Joe Biden said that, oh, I'm not going to end fracking. He just signed executive order to end fracking. Do you know what that does, right? That jobs in this country are going away. He just squashed thousands upon thousands of jobs in a single day. Just destroyed them. A single day. And they're celebrating it. Now, I've seen pictures. I refuse to go watch the lie that took place on January the 20th. I refuse to watch the lie. Good on you if you watch it. Maybe I'll watch it, you know, some months from now. But I just refuse to watch the lie right now. It really irks me that the country actually fell for another lie like this. A lie that's so huge. And you know, lies that are so huge like this, so many people going like, there's no way that they could do a lie to this extent. And yet they did. And that's how you get people not to believe the lie. Because you do the lie so big, people will go, there's no way that they could do a lie to this extent. But they have. That's what's really amazing. I mean, it's really amazing. But it is personal, right? It is a personal thing for me. Because I've been screaming ever since 2017, vote them out. I have a signed hat, the only one on the planet, from President Trump, where he signed my hat that says, vote them out. Vote them Democrats out. And I look at that hat and I'm like, man, they did everything they could to destroy this man, and they're doing the country the same way. And some people keep thinking, you know, talking about doom and gloom. Go look at my thumbnail. Talking about doom and gloom. Stop talking about doom and gloom. I mean, I can't help it. I have to talk about what's affecting us all. And I see stuff that, when I see the writing on the wall, I make sure I tell people it's the writing that I see on the wall. And I tell people constantly, I don't want to be right. I don't. But it just so happens to be. It ended up happening. And I'm not happy about it. Then some people, I've even had some people say, well, you should stop saying it because you can speak it into existence. If I have that much power, tomorrow when we wake up, the government would have changed because the U.S. military will go ahead and step in like the rumors that we hear. But is that going to happen tomorrow? I'm calling it out right now. I'm calling it out right now. Happen tomorrow. Actually, no. You know what? Happen right now. Start doing the mass arrest of all these people that committed all these crimes that went along with this total lie. If they don't do it, then it just confirms that we're a nation that is no longer of laws. And they're going to push their agenda. Now, when I was talking about how this lie that happened on January 20th, now I've seen some pictures and I've seen a couple, you know, little small clips and stuff, but I haven't listened to anything. But one thing that I have noticed, and other people even picked it out, have you ever seen the movie Hunger Games? Have you ever seen that? So for those of you that have never seen the movie Hunger Games, I would encourage you to go watch it. Because the people that have everything, the elitists, everything, it looked just like what took place on January 20th. Only the elite. And the way they were dressed, their clothing looked just like the Hunger Games to me. And a lot of other people was pointing it out too. I'm like, dude, so, I mean, everyone is seeing it. Look just like it. Look just like it. It's totally. I mean, and you know what? And I kept saying before, they want to create this liberal, they want to create a liberal utopia, right? Where it's just the filthy rich, them that have everything. And then the rest of us, we just have to, you know, pick up crumbs and keep fighting for whatever we can fight for. I'm going to see if I can show you something here. If I can even find it. I probably can't even find it. No, I can't even find it. It's crazy. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna do this. Let me do this first. All right, let me go in here. Crusader General. In the late 1930s, Germany, the Jewish were told to stop talking about it. And it's not that bad. Oh my God. Goodness, I love you. Crusader General, I love you. The reason, let me touch on it. Because you know what? I was talking to someone last night. Someone was arguing with me, telling me that it's not that bad. Saying, and I said, you know what? I guarantee it. In the 1930s in Nazi Germany, they were telling people, stop talking about it. It's not that bad. And why is that? Because I know the history. Like I said, I don't know all the history. Who does, right? There's some people claim they know everything about history. I don't. But I know enough to know what's happening here. And I said the same thing last night. They were saying the same thing. What you see people saying is like, look, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. They were saying the same thing before they started doing the Jewish people. They were doing it. And then the argument came about that, you know what? They didn't have all the weapons that we have now. And I said, do you know how many people they killed? Mausentan? Do you know how many people they killed? There's other dictators in the past that they have disarmed the people. They disarmed the people in Nazi Germany. They disarmed them first. And they said, do you think they're going to disarm? They're going to make it to where they do it, you know, covertly, right? Because they're taking people, they're going to break down communication, and people won't be able to talk to other people when it's happening. When it happens in one town, they can go one town at a time. Boom, get that town. Well, of course, eventually it will get out. But by the time it reaches, all they have to do is start hitting major places where they know people have multiple registered firearms. Start hitting them first. And you're going to have some police officers go right along with it. And that's when you're going to see a lot of police officers going to quit. Because a lot of police officers don't want to go in harm's way, because they know that once they go in harm's way to take someone's firearms from them, someone's liable not to go back to the precinct. And they know this. And a lot of them don't want to get involved in that. And which I don't blame them. See, I don't, and a lot of people are saying that, because like in the video I did yesterday, I was saying that they're wanting to put us in prison camps, because I've seen many of the Democrats say it. Will they be successful? I hope not. Do they want to do that? They absolutely do. because they said that we should be indoctrinated. Even when Hillary Clinton was running in 2016, she said that Christians need to have their minds changed. She said that Christians need to be re-indoctrinated. And they even went as far as talking about these Christians need to be put in camps, those that are on the right, so they can be reprogrammed. They said this. I repeat what they're saying, and then people look at me like I'm crazy because I repeat what they said. And I'm telling you what they're wanting to do. So it's the exact same thing. But they're going to be sly about it. They're going to be sneaky about it. And then they tell me, well, they can't, you know, put 75 million people. And it's actually more than that, you know, because a lot of people waking up, they say, well, you can't put 100 million people in camps. And that's correct. Because 100 million people trying to put them all in camp at the same time, that would be total havoc. And they know this. They're going to be slick about it. All they have to do is do a large, like, you know, couple million, 4 million. Because that's nothing compared to what they can do, right? They do like some of the strongest ones that they feel that would be the biggest threat. Do like 2-4 million. Then they get the rest to comply because they say, well, I don't want to be next. Could I be wrong? I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong. And I pray that I am wrong. But I'm telling you. I'm telling you, these people are evil. They're 100% evil. Thank you for that. President-elect. Unchanged insanity. Thank you so much. What is the outrage on the left? Some people did something. Their virtues is non-sitting. Nusis. I can't even pronounce that. But thank you for that. Yeah, you know, that's what, who said that? Ilhan Omar? Some people did something. Some people did something. Eric Swalwell caught with the Chinese spy. Chinese spy was with Dianne Feinstein for years. And they're feeding all this information to him and nothing happens. Thank you for that. Black conservative, thank you so much. True justice, you're spot on, my friend. My thoughts begin being spoken. God wins. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Flash, thank you so much. I was threatened at my job for talking about Jesus. And I said, feel free. It will be an honor. I kept it. Through Jesus, all things is possible. They threaten you. See, that's another thing. I can't talk about doom and gloom because they reject God too. I mean, all this sinister stuff. Look at my thumbnail. Doom and gloom. That's crazy. You know what? I'm not surprised. I had one gentleman called in the last time and he was sitting there saying that at his job they did a survey asking people if they're going to get the, you know, how willing would they be taking the vaccine. And he says it looked like they're getting ready to make it mandatory on his job. Can you imagine how many people are not going to take it, and then they're going to be firing people, and then people, and see, this is another way for them to separate. They're going to separate the wheat from the weeds the way they want to. Those who will comply, those who will not comply. This is how they're going to know those of us who will not comply with them. Those of us, this is one way they're going to find out that if we are enemy of the state, according to them. Thank you for that. Michelle, thank you so much. Michael, thank you so much. JC, get involved. Get involved in city, county, and state elections and push for state rights and succession. You know what? Yeah. So a representative from the President Trump's campaign was asked, what do they plan on doing in the future, if anything? And one of the things that was said that they're going to work with legislators throughout the country in various states to make sure that elections proceeding from now on are fair elections. Now, we've got something has to be done. You know, maybe it's just possible that we can finally get them to remove this fraudulent machines and this software and get us to get on board and do the right thing. Now, my thing is, as soon as they go into these legislations and they say that, hey, you got to remove these machines because these machines are questionable. They had too many issues, blase, blase. My opinion on that is that the left, they're going to come up with these lawsuits to force them to keep the machines there because they're going to say nothing is wrong with the machines. Nothing's wrong with the software. The last election, there was never any proof that any fraudulent activity took place. So you need to leave them there. They're saying that they're going to, I'm telling you, and people talking about the legislation level, right? Just like they're talking about the Electoral College, they're going to work as hard as possible to make it to where they can do the same thing to the end of time for this nation. Thank you for that. And yes, we still need to get involved. We still need to get involved because we don't give up. We don't give up. I want to make sure that's clear to a lot of people because a lot of people think that, you know, on that path of giving up. No, do not give up. Lois, thank you so much. Will, you heard ISIS is back, right? No, I have not heard that. But does it surprise me? Not at all. Not at all. Because, you know, Biden and Obama, Vice President Biden and Obama actually funded ISIS. That actually came out. But, you know, they're Democrats. They can do whatever it is they want to do against humanity. They're killing the most innocent of us all. Why should we be surprised about them, you know, supporting ISIS? But I haven't heard about that. Not surprised about it, though. I'm pretty sure we'll hear more about it. Permitting big tech companies and, you know, the mainstream media report on it. But we'll see. Sharika, thank you so much. You're right. All it takes is to incarcerate just enough of the population to hold that fear over the rest to gain. You're absolutely right. I'm having a problem. But that's it. It only takes a few. It only takes a few. And once they get enough of them, a lot of people are going to like, well, I don't want that to happen to me. Thank you for that. John, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Actually, let me look over here on DLive because I think DLive, I got that working. Maybe. We'll see. Yep, it looks like it's back. All right. Yeah, a lot of people saying on DLive saying not in Texas. Not in Texas. I would agree. You know, in Texas, they're talking about not allowing the federal government to come in and say what the Second Amendment really means. The problem with that is that we have a lot of leftist liberals here that want to change Texas. So it's still a battle in Texas. We can say it all day, Texas, Texas, Texas. But unless we can get rid of these leftist liberals here in Texas, it's not going to make a hill of beans. All right. All right, cool. Hey, for those of you that didn't know, I am live on Twitch as well. I'm live on Twitch. And if you would, please do me a favor. Hit that like button for me. Hit the like button for me. Share this. Please share this. Please share this. Hit the like button for me. Please share this. All right. I'm going to actually end this broadcast because I'm going to have Jay and Jamal join me later on, and we're going to take your phone calls. So if you really want to hear what we have to say, what the fellas have to say, please, please, if you haven't subscribed, ring that bell. You can even subscribe on DLive. I'm not sure how it works on Twitch. We're live on Periscope as well. But if you can, please subscribe, hit that bell, and we're going to take phone calls tonight. So we'll talk about some of the stuff that we haven't talked about together. And then we'll take your phone calls. All right. With that said, we'll see you tonight. God bless everyone. Don't let go of the faith.
I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.